Till now we've been discussing Aina'ah. Aina'ah is when the problem with the sale is purely in the price. It's about the price. Okay? So, as a matter of fact, it has nothing to do with being deceived, in a way, because you both agreed. You agreed to the price, and Reuven agreed to the price, the buyer agreed, the seller agreed, they agreed to the price. What is the problem? The problem is that the Torah says it's not a fair price. You don't have the right, quote-unquote, to make the price what you want. We're now going to go into another element of this and see where does that compare. And that is where there's actually misrepresentation of the item itself. And it could be just the opposite. It could be the price is not the issue. It could be that it's a fair price, but you're not getting the item that you thought you were getting. Okay, so the Mishnah, I want to start with the Mishnah in Baba Basra. The Mishnah is in Baba Basra, Pei Gimel on the Beis. Okay, and I made copies. We haven't had copies in a while, so this time we started Mekach Tois. Arba Midois B'moichrim. There are four categories of sales. Mochar loy chitin yafais. V'nimtzeu ra'ois. You went to the person and you said, I need high quality wheat. Why do I need high quality wheat? Because I produce and I do this and I do that. For my purposes, I serve meals to very high end people. I need high end wheat. Yafais. V'nimtzeu ra'ois. So the guy says, okay, I'll charge you X, we'll determine the price later, but here's the rice.
Here's the thing.
And here's the what?
Here's the toilet. Here's what you ordered.
Here's what you ordered. And it ended up being not the quality that you had discussed. Now, he's not asking you for the money for the good ones. He's willing to take the money for the bad ones. The question is, he wants the sale to be binding on the rice. And now, it's not a money claim. See, in Aina'ah, generally speaking, the claim was on the money. Here, the claim is I want to undo the sale. I want to invalidate the sale itself. So that's one category. Rois, v'nimtzu yafais, v'nimtzu rois. So who got the short end of the stick? The buyer. So zok the Mishnah, halokeach yachol lachzer boy. The buyer is allowed to go back against his deal. He can negate the deal, the sale. Rois, they made up to get low quality stuff. He said, look, I run a public thing. Just give me a low quality, you know. I don't need high quality stuff. Yeah, v'nimtzu yafais, and it ended up being high quality. Moicher yachol lachzer boy. The seller got the raw end, and he's allowed to go back. Rois v'nimtzu rois, yafais v'nimtzu yafais. What if we made up to give you low quality, and you got low quality, high quality, and you got high quality? They're both bound by the deal. Now the Mefarshim explain in the Shulchan Aruch itself in Reish Lamed Gimel. Then what does it mean in the Mishnah? Rois v'nimtzu rois, yafais v'nimtzu yafais. What's the chiddush? You ended up getting what you spoke about. The answer is, I said, I want grade A. Now, there's grade A minus, there's grade A, and there's grade A plus. But it's all grade A. So once we discussed grade A, and I gave you A minus, or even A, but not A plus, and you said, look, I come into the store, just, you know, look at me. You know, I'm the type of guy. If I want to say, hey, I want A plus. You gave me A. That's not a mekach tois. There's no grounds to negate the deal.
It has to be that there's a different grade.
It can't just be a different, you know, that we discussed nice ones, and there are nicer ones, but these are also nice. That won't qualify.
Well, what if he asks specifically for the very nice ones?
If he asks for A plus?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So then he's makbid. But generally, if he didn't say A plus, he does a grade A, and there's three levels in A, it's not grade B, that's still considered a valid sale. Again, the price will be determined on what you ended up getting, not what you didn't. As a matter of fact, in this case, the only claim would be on the money. So let's say you made up A plus is, you know, $1 a pound, and A is 95 cents per pound, and A minus is 90 cents per pound. And you wanted A, you paid $1 per pound because you thought you were getting A plus, and you ended up getting A. The only taina is on the Aina'ah, is not on the Mekach Tois. You can't taina now, I want to undo the sale, because the sale is valid. It's the grade that you wanted. But you paid too much money, so now it's onah. It's back to last shear, where the price is the issue. Okay?
Even if you're markman?
Unless you're an istanis, like I said, unless you mamish can't even, for you this is like, the difference between A plus and A is like,
and the seller knows that. It has to be also, and the seller knows that you're an istanis.
Maybe I have to look that up again, but generally speaking, it has to be a kind of objective. Okay, ein echad mehem yachola, and Royce when him says Royce is the same thing. I said I want grade C, and you gave me you know, there's still something worse. It's not the worst of the category. So same idea. The point of it is in that grade you can't go back. Okay. Now, says the Mishnah, another case. Shachmamis, I wanted brown wheat. V'nimtza Levana, you sold me white wheat. Levana, we discussed white wheat. V'nimtza Shachmamis, and you gave me brown wheat. Eitzim Shalzais, I wanted olive tree wood. V'nimtza Shalshikman, you ended up giving me sycamore tree wood. I guess it's a different quality wood. Oak, this, that, mahogany, whatever it is. It's a different type of wood. Or yayin, we wanted wine. By the time you sold me the wine, it was vinegar. Now in those days, vinegar, spoiled wine wasn't just spoiled wine. Spoiled wine had a value inherently in and of itself. It's vinegar. People wanted vinegar. Vinegar was something you could preserve something in. If you put meat in vinegar, it preserves the meat. There was value in the vinegar independently of the wine. Okay, it wasn't just like spoiled wine. So there was a market for vinegar. But I didn't want vinegar, I wanted wine. Yayin v'nimtza chaymetz, chaymetz v'nimtza yayin. What's the Mishnah says? Shneyem yecholim lachzer boy. The seller and the buyer can both negate the deal. Both parties can negate the deal. So, let's go over this. If we discussed wheat, and you gave me wheat, but it's a yafais v'nimtza zerois, but it's a different grade, then only the person who did not, who got the short end of the deal, can negate the deal. So we discussed good quality. You gave me bad quality. The buyer can negate the deal. The seller's locked in. The seller can't negate the deal. But if it was Roy, if it was Chomitz Vinitz Yayin, we discussed wine. You sold me vinegar. Seems like it's a different type of commodity completely. The halacha is that both parties can negate the deal, because it's not right. But you hear the difference? Both parties can negate the deal. So now the question is, let's plug this into Onah for a minute. We had a similar thing in Onah. Onah, we said, if it was a 16%, 1/6 difference in price, only the person who got the raw, who was cheated can ask for their money back. They can't negate the deal, but they can ask for their money back. If it was more than a shtus, either side could basically negate the deal. So it sounds like maybe more than a shtus is similar to like a separate deal, which we'll see. Okay.
What does it mean the seller can negate the deal? So the seller can say, all I have is vinegar for you, so I negate the deal. So he basically can always breach. He can always just get out of it by saying, So
the Mishnah says, we ended up, it ended up being vinegar, and now, you know what? This is not the deal we discussed. I delivered the wrong item. I want it back.
Even if the buyer accepted it.
Yeah.
You can say, never mind, I actually want to take it back.
Yeah. Now, the Machan Ephraim, it could be it was worth more in that case, right? It could be that it was worth more, you know. Now, the Machan Ephraim does wonder, he has a Hakira, is that only if the buyer did not know, the seller, let's say, did not know that he sold him the wrong barrel. In other words, are we talking that look, hey, take the first barrel in the warehouse, the worker will give you the barrel. The guy goes home and says it's vinegar. And happens to be at that moment, vinegar is a higher price than wine. And it's harder to find. So the buyer will say, oh, I want the vinegar. I have a good market for vinegar. And you know what? I'll pay you for the vinegar. But I already made the kenyan. The seller can then say, no, I never meant to sell you that. But let's say the seller said, I'm going to pull a fast one on the guy. I have to get rid of this. I got to move this vinegar. Now, he's going to find out it's vinegar. And he's going to call me, hey, we made up $100 for the barrel. This thing is vinegar. It's only worth 75.
I'll tell him,
fine, you know what? Pay me 75. No problem, but I'm not taking it back. So the Machan Ephraim says if you did it on purpose, it could be that only the seller, only the buyer could go back, not the seller. Or do you say not? And we'll discuss what would be the shaila, okay? So the first shaila I want to know is, that the Torah, we already said last week, that Ona'a is Asr Min HaTorah. Ona'a is a pasuk in the Chumash. Loi soinu ish esre'eyu. It's an Isser Ona'a. You're not allowed to overcharge, undercharge. Is there an Isser to do this? To sell Yafais v'nimtzu rois? Technically, what's the problem? I'm saying, I sold them, we made up nice ones, and I sold them bad ones. As far as price is concerned, I'm only going to charge him the price of the bad ones. He's allowed to change his mind if he wants to. So is there an Isser? Or, look, take your chances. If he finds out, he'll negate the deal. If he doesn't find out, he'll be okay with it. But you're not overcharging him. So is this Asr? Very good. Sazak to Rabbi Yosef, that it's Gnevas Das. Okay, that's one pshat. It's Gnevas Das. One pshat is that maybe it's Asr to Gnevas Das. And there's another pshat that it's Gufa included in Loisoinu Isha Samisoi. And the Sma says that's also a form of Ainah. Ainah is a deceitful sale at the end of the day. It's a sale which is being, you're being deceitful in the sale. So you're trying to cover something over. At the end of the day, this is also a form of Ainah. Okay? Now, today, I want to, and I'm not going to get into too much of the Lamaisa. What I want to get into is a little bit the Lumdus. Okay? So, the Lumdim amongst us are going to, let's follow along a little in the Lumdus over here. What's the Pshat in Mekachtos? Okay? And once we know the Pshat, then we'll know a lot of different, a lot of halachas will come out of this. I'll just give you a few shilas to discuss, to think about, and then we're not going to get to them this week. We have to set the foundation, and then we'll get to the shilas. But one shila is it negated retroactively, or is only negated mikano lahaba? If you find a mum, and the opposite, and you choose to keep it, so it's an inverse of the previous shila, is the kinyan only chal from the moment that you decide to keep it? Or is a kinyan chal retroactively as long as you don't exercise your rights to negate the deal? In other words, if you, right? For example. What's the deal with starting to use it? Can you be moichel the mekachtois? At what point? What happens if you decided you didn't want it and then something happens to it before you can return it to the person? So is it only bottle when you return it to him? Or it's bottle because I don't like this thing, right? So, and then maybe I'm a shomer chinam or something like that. Okay? So, Shaila Halacha L'maisa, Dayan Dunner from England was here, and he said over a Shaila that there was, whatever the circumstance, but bottom line is, it was a chasen kala, and the during the Sheva Brachis, the Kala's, I don't know what, you know, some second cousin, this, that, is a jeweler. And they see the ring, and they're like, oh, she said, do you love my gold platinum ring? So the jeweler looks at the ring and says, platinum, gold, this is like, you know, this is a cheap metal, this ring. So they go back to the chassan, and like, what did you think you were buying? He said, I thought I was buying gold platinum ring. Well, who'd you buy it from? From that guy. They go into the person. Oh, yeah, you're right. You ordered that one, and I delivered the wrong ring. So she says,
oh boy.
So she goes to the dayan. So the dayan says, so now, what is it? The dayan says, you could exercise your rights to get your money back. But if you exercise your rights to get the money back, then you were never married.
That's a quick divorce.
Forget a quick divorce, but they were married for a week, right? So they don't want to not be married during that week, right? So then you were never married. But the question is, it could be even if you don't exercise your rights and accept it, maybe you're only accepting it today, but it was never really chal your ownership on it retroactively. Right? In other words, is the pshat in Mekachtos that you have a right to negate the deal, but if you don't, then you're accepting it. Are you accepting it retroactively? You're accepting it now. What's the status of the item if you determine, you don't want it, what is the status of the item? That's a good nafkamina.
We have a couple of things. That's why we do it.
No. The etzem kedusha is the ring. No, all that's chuppah. Good. But you can't do chuppah without kedusha.
We're assuming this lady is only being her dasis because he's giving her the ring?
That's the kinyan. That's where you have edim. That's where you have kinyan.
That he gave her the ring.
Yeah.
But he could also have the...
Right. You're marrying with
the ring. The Gemara says that once you think you have a kinyan, then you don't have a kinyan on anything else. Now, even if the girl says to the boy, it's worth a shavu pruta, I'm accepting it from you. But the problem is, what's the boy saying to the jeweler? That's the shaila. There's really two shailas of mekach tois. One is the boy to the jeweler, one is the girl to the boy. He also did a mekach tois to her. But he didn't know, like we said from the Machan Ephraim, could be considered the same min, so it's a mum, and whatever. So this was a big, big shaila, and he gave a whole shir on that shaila, exactly how to deal with the shaila. To answer that shaila, you have to be a dayan, and you have to be a psychologist also. Right? So, the...
What was with the jeweler? Was he trying to pull a fast one?
That wasn't part of the question, but you could determine... You could come to your own conclusion on that. I don't know.
But he only has to give the money back. That doesn't invalidate the mekach.
So, if it's ona'ah, if it's just ona'ah, and he says, look, I love it, I only want to pay what it's worth. So, if it's only ona'ah, it wouldn't invalidate the mekach. But if you're going to ask to invalidate the sale... Not just to get your money back. I don't want this. I want a real gold ring. Take this back. Right? I paid $3,000. This is $1,000. I don't want to pay $1,000 for this. I would rather take it back and get the real one. And I can't afford both. Right?
How did they conclude?
I just said specifically, I'm not answering the question this year.
You have to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't give everything away in the first 10 minutes of the subject. But, okay, so let's get into the lumdis a little bit of how mekach tos works, okay? So if you go to, I didn't number the pages, but it's after the Gemara. The first page after the Gemara is the Ritva. The Ritva over there on Pei Gimel Amud Beis in Baba Basra. So the Ritva says... that you see from the Mishnah that there's a significant difference between if it's the same item but different quality versus a different type of item, right? Wheat is wheat, but there's yafis and roes. So there we say only the person who got the raw end of the deal can go back. But if it was yain and chaimetz, wine and vinegar, they could both go back. Why? So says the Ritva. So the first paragraph he says, Vim toimar, on the case of yafis v'nimtzah ro, imu mekach tos, if yafis v'nimtzah rois is so bad, it's a mekach tos, hare ein kan mekach klal, there is no sale, v'adin haya, the din should be shiachs, ruboy shneim, that both should be able to go back. How could you have a case that only one can change their mind? Yesh loimar. So he says, no, the kivan shehim min echad mamish, since it's the same type of item, it's one min, it's all wheat, eino mekach tos gemura, it's not a real mekach tos, at shenoimar shalochala mekach, that it wasn't valid to sell at all. Deika in shetuva, because there are many people, the letzorech hashah loidaiki b'inayu. There are many people, I need wheat. Why? I'm making 45 challahs, and I need wheat right now. So he says, I only have lesser quality. I'll take it. I don't care. Some people won't care. But if a guy says, I need wine. Why? I'm making shavar brachas. Okay, I have vinegar. Doesn't do anything for me, right? A person looking for wine will not take the vinegar. Person looking for wheat will take yafis and rice. So therefore, says the Ritva, that's the same thing as ona'ah. Because if you look at Rashi's Lashon in Ona'a, I didn't copy it, but it's Rashi in Baba Metzia, Daf, Samech Aleph. He says, what's the pshat in Ona'a? He says, pshat in Ona'a is that there are people that when they're desperate will pay more. So really, Yafas and Nimtzas Rois is like Ona. It's a concept where we both have das to buy it. We both understand the sale. Sometimes people will be willing to take this. So there's enough understanding to conclude the deal. But the Torah gave you a schus to say, since it was like an Ona, and the Maisa, you took advantage of me because I didn't realize I was getting something wrong, so I could go back and undo the deal. Now, the difference is, in Ona, I can't undo the deal. I could just get my money back. But here, I could actually undo the deal. But it's just in Ona, it's not a complete mekachtos. Mekachtos means a mistaken deal. Okay? But in the bottom, if you look at the last page, paragraph of the Ritva, on the page, buy brown ones and white ones, or wine and vinegar, says the Ritva, the choshev legamri kishnei minim. It's considered two minim. It's considered two separate items. Vafil yayin v'chaymetz. And people are makbid. Makbid means if I want this, I'm not taking that. Umekach taos she'ein hamekach chal alav klal. The deal is invalidated. There was no sale. There was no sale at all. That's why both sides can change their mind. Okay? Because it's not just a matter of you took advantage of me. It's not really a sale. We had no das to conclude the deal. Now, if you're going to take this very literally, it's going to come out. Let's say they both agree. You know what? You sold me wine. You delivered vinegar. We both agree to take the vinegar. So, but that's not what we discussed. So how does the kinyan work? If I decide to be moichel it, we both decide to be moichel, do I have to make a new kinyan now? Can we, like the way he says it, it just sounds like there was no das at all. Okay? Now let's take it a step further, okay? That's the Ritva. Now, there's a tshuva on Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger is talking, and we're going to get to this also, hopefully, by Shaduchim. Rabbi Zimmerman gave a shiur Thursday night on the concept of what type of information you have to disclose on Shaduchim, and he put it into these two categories. What things are Ona'a, and what things are Mekachtos. Now, it's what things are people would be willing to take. And it's pretty broad in the shidduch because most people are human, right? So no one's really perfect. So it's a relatively broad spectrum of things which people will understandably take afterwards. You know, that won't consider a mekachtos. But there's some things that it's just not something that someone is sometimes an illness or something like that, or someone, you know, is incapable of really being married. Completely. That's just, grade A, grade B. If you're looking to get married, you're looking to have children. If a person can't have children, for example, could be that's a real mum that would make a mekachtos.
Isn't that subjective, though? Isn't it subjective?
So most things are subjective. Some things are objective. Right? That's, if everybody, you know, so he said the Chafetz Chaim gives three categories of things which are objectively not marriageable. A person's an apikaris. A person can't has a internal disease that basically is not healable. And something else, the third category. What was the third category? I don't remember right now. But anyway, now Rabbi Kiveger has really in a tshuva here on tshuva nun aleph in Madura Tanyana. Rabbi Kiveger, he's talking about marriage. But he has a whole different lumdus in why, when you find a mum in a mekach, when you find a mum, something wrong with it, why, right, Yofas and Nimtzas Rois, you thought you were getting something good, why you're allowed to go back. So Rabbi Kveger here says, if you look at the tshuva on the next page, he says, Imkein memela muchach. It's muchach from here. The chol mekach tois de alma. Any mekach tois, hainu, the av beloy hisna, even though you didn't make a tanai, anan sahadi de kapid, we are witness to the fact that you care about this. V'hava kehisna umahani midin tanai. It's like you made a tanai, you made a condition. Just like I can make a condition in a sale, and I could say, I'm selling you this conditional to anything I want. Conditional to, let's say, something out of the sale. I want to buy that vehicle from you, based on a condition that my mother-in-law moves down to Florida. If she moves down, I want the car. If not, not. So you can make a conditional sale on any condition you want. But most conditions, you have to speak out. But what happens if there's something that is understood as a condition of the sale? The condition of the sale is that it's the quality that I wanted. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that when you find a problem with the sale, a mum in the mekach, it's as if you made a condition in the sale to say that, and it's something that everybody would understand, so it's an understood condition. That the item has to be up to the quality that that was understood at the time. Even if it wasn't written out in the contract. That's how Rabbi Akiva Eiger understands this concept. It's a little bit different than the Ritva, but he understands it as like a Tanai. Is that, you hear that? So there's things that even though I didn't speak it out, it's as if it's spoken out. Because it's totally understood that anybody doing this deal is expecting that quality.
It's like a default.
It's a default Tanai. And why? Because it's totally understood by both parties. Right? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Mechadish here, that it's the lumdus of a Tanai, but you don't have to speak it out.
It's a non-sadi.
It's a non-sadi, something so clear that everybody knows that people doing this tonight want this to be that way.
And this is in the Ritva, or this is not in the Ritva?
Right. I'm not sure it's really the Ritva. It's
more...
It's
Mekachtois. You didn't buy this.
But he's talking about Mum over here. So, okay. Now, it's like a Tanai. Rabbi Akiva Eiger gets very fancy with the lumdas of Tanai because not everything is subject to making a Tanai. So according to this, it would only be something that you can make a Tanai on. You can make a Tanai on everything. For example, you can make a Tanai on Yibum. You can make a Tanai on Yibum because Yibum is automatic. It's not up to you. If you do the mitzvah, then you did. If you go through the motions, then you're married.
Even the owners.
Yeah, it's like automatic. So, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, would there be a mekachtos on Yibum? You did Yibum to the sister-in-law. Someone does Yibum to his sister-in-law. And now you realize he finds a mum. So, and the mum was only after the brother died. So let's say she was married to the brother, but she now has a mum that he doesn't want to accept. So can you be mevatel the sale? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says you wouldn't be able to because it's a tanai. You can't make a tanai in that. It's automatic. Okay. However, if you go to the Beis HaLevi, which is the next page, the Beis HaLevi is in Chel Gimel Simen Gimel. So the Beis HaLevi says, he says, "Hine, kol ze shayich b'davar acher shechutz l'kiddushin, etc." You could say it's a tanai. Okay, something which happened, let's say, afterwards. That's what a tanai is good for. A tanai is when I'm selling you the car, conditional to a later something happening. My mother-in-law needs to move here to validate the sale, or if she moves here, it's invalidating the sale, whichever. Right? It's Tanai is usually something which is going to happen, not something which happened already. So Beis HaLevi says, if you're talking about something which is a change in circumstances, that's when you use the lumdus of Tanai, the condition. But he says, this is something which is a toz be'etzem. There was a mistake made already. It was just, we didn't come to terms because you sold me something that at the time was different than what I expected. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's not a Tanai. He says, Aval davar dahaya toz be'etzem ha-maisa. There was a toz be'etzem. Uchagoyin sh'niskatcha la'acher v'noydashu balmum. If she finds that her husband is a balmum, v'hu lo yada, if she didn't know, zenikra mekach toz, the etzem maisa is a maisa, and it basically choseres kol mekach. It's a mekach tois. When you find the mum, it is not what you bought. So the Beis HaLevi saying is that when you find a serious mum, it's like you never bought it. It's like you never bought it. Okay? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying it's like a Tanai, and Beis HaLevi is saying it's like you never bought it at all. So, I have here a Shtikl Torah in a Sefer, Anfei Erez. Anfei Erez is by Rabbi Avraham Gurwitz, the Gates of Rosh Yeshiva. So in honor of our guest from England, we have in the Sefer Anfei Erez, which is, he has Chidushim, he has a whole Sefer on Kinyanim. Rabbi von Gorwitz. So he has over there from his father a shtickle. But basically, the shtickle is that it depends how bad the mum is. Okay? And that's when you would say sometimes, if really the mum is not something which, like you said, it's a little bit subjective. It's not something which really breaks the deal completely. Basically, okay, you're makpid, but it doesn't mean it's completely on a different plane of what we discussed. Then you would have to assume it's more like a tanai. I don't like it. In my mind, there's an unspoken condition that it's got to be up to the quality that I prefer. But if it's something which makes it unfit for the deal that we made, it's unfit for the deal. We wanted something that would perform a certain task, and it doesn't perform that task. So there, you would say, like the Beis Halevi, that it's just mevatel the sale completely, and it's like a different min, and the sale was never valid. Okay? So in other words, we would have to go through each case and understand, you know, most things are not as concrete as the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there's cases that there's wheat, and it's good or bad wheat, and then there's cases where it was wine and vinegar. But a lot of the cases that we're going to deal with are cases where you found a problem with the item. It doesn't work the way you thought it would work. It's missing a certain feature. Right? You have a laptop, you have a computer, and it can't do X, Y, or Z. So do you say, well, look, you know, it's a mechatos? Is it ona'a? Or is it like a tanai? What is it? Right? So that's where we're going to have to figure out exactly each thing. What's the level of mistake here? What's the level? Does the functionality of the item really get fully affected? You buy a, let's say this thing I'm holding in my hand. You buy a recorder. Not that anyone buys recorders anymore. But if you would buy you buy this thing. So it doesn't record. Okay, so it doesn't record. So it's not a recorder, right? But it records. But it doesn't. You know, you can't edit it or something like that. So there's certain features that say, okay, it's a mum, so it loses value. It's like, oh, no, but the mekach is kayim. Okay? So basically the Achrayim are saying that there's three ways to look at every sale that has a problem. One way is you could look at it like you sold me something else completely. There's three levels. We discussed A, you sold me B, so the sale's invalid. If it's invalid, then both sides can be equally chayzer. Then there's a case where it's a pretty serious breach of the thing, but it's within the context of the deal. So, the guy that got the short end of the deal can negate the deal. Another guy can't. Then there's a case where it's really the same item. It's really functional, but since it's not what we discussed completely, then the price, my claim is on the money. I have to keep the item, but I can just claim back the money. I can't negate the deal at all because it's so close. And it's so functional as the item itself that my only claim is on the money. I have no claim to negate the deal at all. So there's three levels, and this is the background. Now we have to go into, you know, a lot of Shulchan Aruch and a lot of different cases where we can now, you know, build out from each case. I'll just throw out one case for you that we learned yesterday. A great case. So you bought a bullion, a brick of silver. And you the deal was that it was made, it was silver 925, like good quality silver. And whatever the price is per ounce, you made up that deal. You get it, you take it to your silver smith or whatever, and he tells you this is not that quality. This is much lower quality silver than what you made up. So what's the deal? So turns out there's a machloikas between the Ramah and the Shach in the end of Reish Lamed Gimel. The Ramah says the claim is ona'a. You have no claim to be mevatel the deal because silver is silver. What do you care the quality? Silver is silver, and therefore you can't negate the deal, but you could claim back the money. That's ona'a. So you could claim back the money, but you can't be mevatel the deal.
Different than Kemach, Yafes, and Rois?
The Shach says, is it different than Kemach, Yafes, and Rois? The Shach says, what are you talking about? Why can't I move out to this? It's not what I wanted. How does that affect the Shach? So first of all, I'm just using it as an example. You see that we really have to define each case. Which category? Now that we developed three categories, we have to fit everything into the categories. Okay? Now, says the Machane Ephraim, a gavaldika teretz for the Rama. Because if nothing personal, but if Menashe Saberman thought of that question after hearing this halacha for 30 seconds, the Rama probably had this question too. Right? So what's pshat on the Rama? So the Machane Ephraim says a gavaldika teretz. Machane Ephraim says because you could turn bad quality silver into good quality silver. You just have to refine it more. So what does it mean that you have to refine it more? There's tircha, and you'll probably end up with less. But you'll end up with what you wanted. So therefore, says the Rama, since you could end up with what you wanted, the only claim is on the money. There's no claim on the actual deal. The claim now is, one second, but what you gave me is not the value of what we discussed. Because you gave me a full brick of ready-to-go 925 silver. For me to turn what you gave me into that is going to cost me money. So you have a claim on the money, but you don't have a claim on the item.
Less than the deal.
Correct. Calls it achnis. That the value, so that therefore, in this deal, it's a kiyum of the deal, and you just have a claim on the money. That's the Machane Ephraim says pshat. Therefore, if you already sold me the ready-to-go becher, the silver becher, and now I thought it was X, and now it's Y, I can't turn this becher into that quality becher. It's impossible. Right? Because by the time I melt it down and read, I'm going to end up, I bought it with the Chazon Ish's shear. Now it's barely going to have Reb Chaim Noah, I'm saying. So basically, it's not shayach to turn it back into the same shear, the same cup. So therefore, their attack of the Ramah would agree to the shach. That's a bit on the sale. But you see, I think it's a great example where based on these categories, and we're going to have to go through each case, case by case, to figure it out. And then you have to decide for yourself, platinum, silver ring, and lower quality, where does that fit in as far as the previous shayla, okay? We'll take it from there.